Well, you know, it kind of also gets into the issue of disease type and sensitivity. For example, you know, well, why is Hodgkin so sensitive to checkpoint inhibitors? What's the biology there? And that's kind of what I was alluding to as I've been asking people, myeloma, lymphoma, for example, mantle cell, is there some kind of apoptotic index or something that explains why you see this sensitivity in some diseases and not in others?
That is a key question. And so this goes to the mechanism of venetoclax, and I have a little bit of a difference of opinion with most of my colleagues. So the way this certainly works in CLL and lymphoid malignancies is it's inhibiting BCL2 in the way you would think. BCL2 is overexpressed in all those diseases. BCL2 protects the cell from apoptosis. Cancer cells hijack that pathway and they don't die. And so you inhibit BCL2 with venetoclax and you allow the cell to die. You allow apoptosis to occur. Clearly, that's what's happening in lymphoid malignancies. Most of my colleagues think that it's a same or similar mechanism in AML. But the problem is that unlike lymphoid malignancies, AML doesn't have universal BCL2 overexpression. There are assays that are supposed to use things like priming for apoptosis to predict sensitivity to venetoclax, and there's been various success in using those to predict responders and non-responders. But frankly, you know, you look at some of these numbers, nearly everyone is a responder.